Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We will start with Erie County Legislator Lindsay Larigo. Lindsay, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Lots going on, and let's start with the obvious. The eclipse was here in Erie County. Let's start with all the buildup, right? Because for months we were hearing, hey, the roads are going to be packed. It's going to be insane. It didn't turn out to be the event in Erie County that we thought it would.
Not even close. I know I was here a few weeks ago and we talked about how, you know, there was all the fear about Woodmark call a state of emergency. And I said, you know, I hope businesses can make a lot of money off the influx. The traffic didn't come. The projections weren't right. For months we were hearing from, Patrick Kaler from Visit Buffalo Niagara. We were hearing from Mark Poloncarz that we were going to have 1 million people. When they didn't show up, it was, oh, that number included residents. That's just not true. You can't say for months that we're going to have this kind of traffic, threaten to close down businesses, cost businesses money, and then, you know, leave to go to Ohio to see the eclipse.
That's the other thing. So as we were told to not plan any events, right, if you hadn't planned them yet, and then we find out 11:30 in the morning of the day of the eclipse, the county executive goes to Ashtabula, Ohio. Now, I have a few things wrong with that, but how do you view that news?
It was concerning to think that we have a county executive. What he says, his words have meaning. When you're saying on February 29th that you need businesses to close, that you might declare a state of emergency, people have to make decisions. Businesses have to make the difficult decisions of whether they're going to stay open, whether they're going to wait and see if Mark does declare a state of emergency, what that's going to cost them. And then we have to deal with, maybe restaurants that aren't typically open on a Monday, they're paying to have staff there, they're paying to have extra food brought in that's going to perish. They took a gamble on the county executive being right that people would be here, and it didn't happen. So then when you have the county executive leaving and not following his own advice, it's really disappointing for the people that sat at home just like they were told, and these businesses that suffered in it lost them revenue. I mean, you know, to have the county executive then go to Ohio, I think it's a really bad look and a lack of leadership.
And, you know, just, yeah, I mean, kind of a slap in the face of the region is how I viewed it. Now, I am not one to have a lot of positive things to say about the governor. She did come to Western New York to watch the eclipse while the county executive leaves for Ohio. Overall, a bad look. How do you view it?
I think it is a bad look. You can't tell people for months and months and months. And he did. I mean, he threatened a state of emergency. Those words have meaning. That means people have to make hard decisions. You have to make the hard decision to close down a business. You have to make the hard decision to stay home from work because maybe you've got kids that are now home. You know, he affected the lives of Erie County residents, and then he left. It's a terrible look. I don't think it checks out. It's concerning to see a county executive that says he's not running again, that says, you know, he ran because Erie County needed four more years of Mark Poloncarz's leadership, in his opinion. Where is that leadership? It's not in Erie County.
Speaking of the eclipse, did you get to see it during totality?
I did. I was at home in my driveway with my son playing basketball. We saw it. It was cloudy, but we did get to see a little glimpse, so it was exciting. But we stayed home. I live off of a fairly busy road right near the total line of totality. We're a few miles off from it, and I can tell you there was no traffic. Yeah. So that was that was what caught my attention.
I got to see it for 45 seconds. I got to see totality, and I thought it was really cool. But I also had to get on the 90 at 1 o'clock because I forgot my headphones, and I had to do hits from home. And there were two cars from Clarence to here. That's a lot less than usual. So a lot of people did stay home, and the traffic wasn't there.
I mean, it really was a missed opportunity. I mean, you had what the county executive saying, everybody stay home. If you're somebody who's going to travel for an eclipse and you're planning out your travel and you have Erie County that's saying, we're going to shut down, our businesses are going to be closed, our restaurants are going to be closed, how much did the county executive's words impact the opportunity that was lost? If I'm traveling and I'm paying to travel for the eclipse, I'm not going to a county that says they're going to close everything.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it cost businesses money. It was a huge lost opportunity, and I think a lot of that it falls on the county executive's shoulders.
Now, the county executive did address this at a press conference. I think it was a day or two later. I just want your reaction to this, and we're going to ask Jeremy Zellner for his as well. WBEN not invited to that press conference.
It's not right. Every news outlet should be invited. It should not be up to any politician who's reporting the news. That's a scary world to live in. We should be hearing every side of the story, every perspective. You shouldn't be limited or punished because maybe your newsroom, in the county executive's opinion, isn't exactly regurgitating his press releases like he likes to see in other outlets. You shouldn't be punished for that. Politicians should be held accountable. I think the fact that you guys weren't invited, maybe it's a pat on the shoulder. Maybe you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. This does also put the highlight on other trips that the county executive has taken. Now, I always point out the trips to D.C., and he always goes to D.C. and it seems, has a picture not with or of Joe Biden. But the trip to the southern border was one that got a lot of attention as well. I that might have gotten a little more attention than Nash DeBula. I'm not sure. But, he went to the southern border and that was on taxpayer dollars.
It was. It was really disappointing to hear. I was unaware that he was going to the southern border until, he started, like he did at the eclipse, until he started tweeting. It's really unfortunate that seems to be a very clearly politically motivated trip is on his expense account as county executive. I said this before and I'll say it again. If he wanted to see how a migrant crisis is being handled, all he had to do was go to Amherst or go to Cheektowaga. He didn't need to go to the southern border as an Erie County executive. I think what's also really interesting about that is his reports on how things are being handled at the border are very different than the reports of just a couple weeks later of a bipartisan group that went down from New York State. You have Democrat leaders, Republican leaders that went and saw the exact same thing and are not painting the rosy picture that Mark Poloncarz did. They're saying this is dangerous. They're calling on the Biden administration. They're calling on Hochul to make changes that, what's happening there, it's concerning. It's not the same picture that Mark painted, but it certainly shouldn't be on Erie County taxpayers to pay for that.
In that bipartisan group.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Called it a war zone. Well, the county executive said no chaos at the border.
It was roughly, I think, 5 days before the county executive was there. There was hundreds of migrants that stormed a fence there. So to go down there and say this is safe, this is a great opportunity, I think it's really unfortunate. I have been working on some local laws, and one of those is that I do want to see more transparency and accountability with how tax dollars are spent. Right now, an Erie County resident can't easily find, I know we've talked about the jargon of Erie County laws. It's difficult. It's difficult to go through a budget book, hundreds of pages. So one of the laws that I'm introducing next week would require the comptroller to create a database that gives details about how every tax dollar is spent. What account is it coming out of? What exactly is it being spent on, and what's the purpose? We need more transparency in government, and we need the ability to hold politicians accountable. So that's something I'm working on. I've been working on it far before Mark started to charge his southern border trip to the taxpayers, but I think it's something that we need to address.
I think a lot of people would find that interesting that he didn't, you know, come to the legislature and say, hey, I'm taking this trip with a group of county executives to the southern border. The fact that you're supposed to be his checks and balance, found out on his Twitter page.
It's really concerning. You know, he does have this expense account that he has at this point. I mean, we need to take a look at it. He probably has a little too much liberty of how to spend it. When I'm looking at an expense account and a county executive, maybe he should be going to Albany and advocating more at the state level. I don't think the southern border is an appropriate use of expenses, but he can spend that money without coming to us. So this is why I really want to push this law forward, to create that accountability and transparency.
Now, the last time you were here, we talked about the proposed raises for county officials. Not much movement on that since we last spoke?
Last week, it was referred to the Finance and Management Committee. It's hard to say. I don't know what the majority's plans are for that. There's nothing on the committee agenda for this coming week saying that there's going to be a discussion or if they're planning to move it out of committee. We're just going to have to wait and see. But my stance hasn't changed. We shouldn't be giving politicians raises.
Does it seem to have the support of the majority?
It does seem to have the support of the majority. I think it's just a matter of timing and when they're going to move it. But what I'm hearing is that that's the plan, is to move that forward.
Now, you brought this to my attention before the show. I had no idea. I didn't know two things. I didn't know that the county and the zoo were connected, and I didn't know what the zoo's plans were. Now, tell the listeners what you were telling me.
Yeah, so the zoo rolled out this plan that they're calling it the Access for All plan, and Access for All to them means raising ticket prices by 67%. It would now cost a family of four over $100 to go to the zoo. It used to cost adults between 13 and 64, $17.95 to get a ticket to the zoo. It's now going to cost $30. Erie County, meanwhile, is subsidizing the zoo. In 2023, we gave them $1.7 million to subsidize costs. Now, in 2024, $2 million was allocated. There's going to be a lot of questions when they come back and ask for more money, because I can tell you they're not going to have my support. Access for All is not giving discounts, because what they are doing is they're giving discounts to people who qualify for SNAP benefits to go to the zoo for $5, while you're pricing out the middle class. I mean, I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's Access for All. I think you're taking away access in concerning rates. I mean, it will cost more to go to the Buffalo Zoo than it will to the Toronto Zoo, than it will go to the Central Park Zoo. That's absurd.
And these are going to go in this year? Something we'll notice summer?
Yes, it's a scaling plan, so they're gradually increasing the prices between May and September, but this is their plan, and they're moving forward, and Access to All to them means significantly raising the cost by 67%.
I love the zoo. That's rough news, because, you know, I have a season pass, which I'm sure will go up in price, and I like to go, like, for an hour. My son does not have the attention span at 11 months.
Absolutely.
To walk around the zoo for more than an hour. But it's a fun thing to enjoy the weather, but you run the prices up too much. I mean, those just aren't going to be affordable for those quick trips.
No, $100 for a family of four, like you said, you know, it's an hour, maybe two. That's a huge cost, and I think the zoo is going to suffer dramatically for it.
Well, maybe they can use the money to bring the elephants back.
Maybe, but we'll have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see. Now, I know we talked about this as well last time, but I saw a Channel 2 report yesterday, the PSLs, right? And I know the county's getting out of the football business. That was the county executive's big thing, getting out of that. So the county's still paying for the last 2 years in this stadium. Nothing in the last ones, but I think it was Nate Benson reported that the state had to approve the PSLs.
Yes.
Which makes me believe that people in the county executive, must have had those same conversations when having negotiations.
I wasn't there. I didn't vote for the stadium deal. I think it's important to keep the Bills in Buffalo. But right now, what we're seeing as Erie County taxpayers is right now we're bonding $125 million as a part of this deal to help pay for the stadium this year. And now we're seeing what this means for Bills fans. This means thousands of dollars in PSL. It means one person on this state board approved it. They didn't take a vote of the board. So many of these boards and committees, we have them in county government, they are political appointees, and all the work is done behind closed doors. And this is something else I've been working on with this really big package of transparency laws I want to introduce. So another law I'm going to be clocking in next week, it would require an enhanced transparency and accountability in these types of political committees. And one of those committees that would be required to put up a video, we need to be able to see what's going on inside these committees and how these decisions are being made, especially to newsrooms like you. And I hope you guys get invited to that. But it would require committees like the Stadium Oversight Task Force, the ECMC Board, the Ethics Board to publish and make their meetings viewable. Because right now, we have no idea what's going on, and the decisions they're making are affecting us. The decisions that are being made at the state level, they're affecting the prices of these PSLs. I mean, that went through with really no conversation. It wasn't on the meeting minutes for the state board. That should have been shot down, and that was the opportunity to have a say. Unfortunately, I think, you had Mark Poloncarz a few years ago that was more focused on writing a book about how he saved the Bills. And now, it's Bills Mafia that's paying the price, and they're going to be the ones that don't have the tickets. I think it was a bad deal for taxpayers. I think I'm happy to see the Buffalo Bills are still here, but at the end of the day, this should have been about more than taking a picture with a golden shovel.
And with this new deal, the county doesn't really have a say. So the county can't step in when it comes to PSLs?
The county doesn't have much of a say. We have this community benefits agreement that, we're not really seeing much benefit from it. We know that a lot of the construction companies are coming in from out of state. I mean, the county really gave up any say that they had in the Bills stadium. And unfortunately, now Mark Poloncarz wants to sound off against the Bills. And this was the deal you struck. Give me a break.
And with the current stadium, we've got 2 years left. Those prices aren't going up and down, right? That's a flat rate that the county's putting in to keep the stadium standing for the next 2 years?
As far as I know, that's correct. The PSLs are kind of a totally separate thing. And the PSLs, that's still going to be, we don't know what those prices are, and it's going to go until 2026 as they keep rolling out the prices. But for the time being now at the current stadium, it's kind of the status quo.
I'll tell you, I'd like to see them bring the Winter Classic to the old stadium one more time. It started at the old stadium. I think they should have one more before they tear it down.
That would be a treasure.
If anyone asks, if you could push for that, that'd be great.
I will. I'll put in a good word for you, Joe. Right.
Lindsay Larigo, always great talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.